Hi friends, and welcome to another episode of Making the Unknown Leap into Fatherhood. Today's episode, episode 4, is entitled Single Parenting, the Unknown Leap, Part 1, Going at it Alone. My marriage started to break down about 2 years ago, and only now do I feel like the fog is finally starting to clear. My head became so clouded with thoughts and feelings of destructive actions. People around me reacted in varied ways. Some would tell me they understood, but in the same breath they'd say, "Just get over it, you're strong, you can do this." Others offered empathy and support in practical ways, offering their homes, their couches, their lofts to sleep in. And some turned away in anger, and I guess that this anger is often rooted in a disbelief that something has broken down, or just disappointment, I guess. But surprisingly, few people actually gave up their time. It's an odd concept, giving up one's time, because time is something you can never get back. It's the only thing we cannot go back and retrieve. So I'd like to offer you my time. I'd like to spend the next few weeks focusing on my experiences and realizations over the past 2 years as I try and discover and take a look into the unknown leap into single parenthood. We are all individuals in this world. In my experience in this, I can only offer my views, my thoughts, my feelings, and what it's like for me as a dad. I'm hoping that my words will resonate with you, be applicable to your life in some way, whether you're a single parent, someone who feels trapped in a relationship in general, or even flirted with the idea of going at it alone without your partner. I was interested to read an article in the Times last week which had a double-page spread on how January is the month with the highest inquiry rate within relationship agencies when it comes to divorce. The reasons were varied, and I'm not really sure that it's subject matter, and probably for this podcast anyway, it's probably a different blog or podcast altogether, which I'll perhaps explore in the future. But anyway, let's get back to this idea of going at it alone. I heard a little gem of wisdom a few years ago, and it has always put a smile on my face. It goes like this: if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans for the future. It's easy to smile when unexpected things or unexpected happenings occur, and they turn out to be rather fun and adventurous. Yet there are some occurrences in life when future plans are so violently shattered that the shrapnel of the metaphorical explosion just rips you apart. Suddenly finding yourself as a single parent, either through loss or a marriage which goes awry, is a daunting and scary place. It becomes, in so many respects, a survival game. And that survival is not only for yourself, but also for your little ones. It seems that one's primary thought is often focused on, and I know this was mine, how can I navigate through this without damaging my child's sense of security, their general well-being, their faith in an institution which promises unconditional love, in other words, marriage. And it's so easy to think that one is alone in all of this. One moment you're spending Sunday afternoons in a local park or whatever it is that you do, an ideal setting really for what you feel is an ideal family. And the next you're caught up in this whirlwind of turmoil. And for me, by the time I had managed to come up for air, I had lived under numerous roofs, and the thing that was most precious and dear to me was no longer hopping into bed with me and giving me morning cuddles. The very thing that inspires me to be the best person I can be. And maybe you feel that too. And there's little reassurance in this pseudo-comforter that is, you are not the only one going through this. I recognize that many had come before me, and many will come after me too, but I just couldn't cognitively process it. And let's be honest, it means so little when your whole focus is on that one little thing that you have helped nurture for X amount of years before the separation and the breakdown. Playing tag team to spend time with your children is not an ideal situation. And this modern take on the once nuclear family where one adult and 2, 3, 4 children occupy the home is not a comforter either. all of a sudden becoming part of the statistics becomes way more than just another set of numbers. You become that stat. But only this time the stat is no longer de-individuated. Each of those numbers has a name. Each of those numbers is no longer bathing their child at night. And each one of those numbers no longer gets to give the goodnight kiss. Each of those numbers no longer gets a turn to say goodnight prayer to their favorite audience. Physical touch becomes substituted with a small voice on the other side of the telephone. And when it's your time, your night, to have them over, nothing wedges deeper than the knife that says, I want to go back to mommy's house. We do what's best for our little ones, and we suck up the pain. We put on a brave face. We cry quietly out of earshot while they are distracted by their toys or splashing in the bath. And I found myself sometimes just falling to the floor and sobbing, you know, because that becomes the broken parent silhouette. Still standing tall to protect your children, but folded and small when no one is looking. It never seems to be apparent to the passing eye, but single dads in particular carry that pain deep inside because society will somehow still have us believe that fathers, when it comes to children, are not as important as mothers. Perhaps there is some deep embedded truth in the ideology, but mere fallacy is perhaps a truer picture. Going at it alone is greater than not going at it at all, that's for sure, but it's so tough. So I want to dedicate the next few weeks to reflecting on my own experiences, and I want to encourage you, my audience, to stay as strong as you can. More importantly, you know, having just listened to my words, that there is most definitely someone else out there who has some level of understanding as to what it is that you're going through. Please do get in touch via the website, via the Facebook page, Twitter or Instagram if you feel the need. My pseudonym is Dr. Daddy K, that's K-A-Y. Next week, part two of the unknown leap into single parenting. Go off, have a lovely week.